can't hurt the ger, you can't oppress him. You have to be careful what you say to them. So that's the mitzvah in the Mishnah, the same way that the din I know, not to jip the person with the money, the same way you can't jip or hurt a person with dibur, with words. Tana Rabbanim, learned like this. Pasuk says, loitoinu ish es amisoi. You're not allowed to hurt your friend. So now, b'yoinoi is devor makozim adaber. This pasuk is by Yikras Dalav, not to hurt him with words. You can't say bad words to your friend. With b'yoinoi is devor makozim adaber. So Gemara says, maybe not. Atoim, you want to tell me b'yoinoi is devorim? We're talking about you can't say bad words to your friend. I know as devorim. Maybe not that way. Maybe he's talking about when you're selling something, you can't charge him too much. Samara says no. When the other postic says, when you sell something to your friend, when you buy something from your friend, there it says, there's the postic that talks about when you buy or sell something, you can't have fraud there. You can't charge him a sixth or more than that. That's the Yisra Nois Mammon. If so, what do I do with this first pasuk of that you can't hurt your friend? Don't be ma'ani your friend. It means don't hurt them with your words. Hokate said, how is this? If your friend was about tshuva, now I say to him, remember the first actions those of Eretz used to do. That's called Nois Devorim. You're hurting him with your words. Him hoyu ben gerim, if he's a ger, the son of a ger, al yomelo, don't say to him, sechor maisa v'secha, remember that your father, the guy, the way you used to act. Him hoyu ger, ubolil matayra, let's say the person's a ger, and he's coming out to learn Torah, he's coming to yeshiva, al yomelo, you're not supposed to say to him, te sheochen avelos atreifos gotzim, or emoshim, this mouth, that you were once a guy and you steeped then, nevela shreifish gotsum amoshim, bol lilma Torah, you want to now come and learn Torah, shenemra mepiak vura, that was set over from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then maybe, how could you learn Torah? No, you're not supposed to say that. Lamaisa now he's a ger, and the postik says, the ger loisoino vlesechotzenu, you can't say these things to a ger. Im hoyu yisurim boyim alov, if somebody has, pains, yisurim, he has pain. Or else, im hoyu chaloyim boimolo, the person is getting sick, and sickness is coming upon the person. Oy shehoyo mekaber es bonov. Because machonis, the person has to bury his son. His son was nifter. Is al yoimoloi, the friend should not say to him, kidero shomuloi chavero liyov. The way Eo's friends have set him. That's called their noyes tevorm if you heard him. And you're like, you shouldn't say it's because of your averis that these things are happening. That's hurting him. You should not say like they said, aloi, yiroscha kislasecha. Like the fear of Kodesh Baruch Hu should be your friend. Tikvoscha v'soim drachecha. Sechono mihu noki yovod. Like, look, who's noki yovod? Like they said like him, Sam, it's your fault. Why all these pains are coming about? So you're not supposed to say that to your friend. That only hurts him. That's called a noyes devar. Im hoyu chamorim. If you have a donkey driver, mevakshim tfuah mimenu, who's asking you, where did he get tfuah to feed his donkeys? Is lo yoimulem, you're not supposed to say to them, L'chu eitz aploini, go to Chaim Yanko down the block. Shumoicha tfuwe, he sells donkey food. And Yodea, you know, really, but Yodea boy Shleimachem Yerlem, he never sold donkey food yet. You're not supposed to say that. That's also called Oinoyas Devorim. You're hurting the person by giving him this bad advice. Rabbi Yudan Yerud said, Af lo yitla einov ala mekach, b'shor shein ledomin. You're not supposed to put your eyes. Don't show as if you're interested in buying something if you don't have money to pay for it. Again, you're only hurting the seller. He thinks he has somebody to buy now, and you don't have money. You can't buy it now. You're only making you're ruining it for him. He won't be able to sell it to somebody else. You're looking for a house to buy. You're playing around there. You don't have money to buy the house. You're not supposed to go looking at the houses. You're ruining it for the seller. Of course, it all depends. Certain times, they're only happy to show it. Depends. In a case where you're going to ruin it for him, then you're not allowed to. Shrei hadova most of the life. This thing is given over to the heart. The chodovra mosul alev nema boy v'yireisa melekecha. The pasuk says you should fear from Hashem. There is this thing only Hashem really knows whether you're doing it truthfully or not. You're going to buy something. Do you really intend to buy it? Do you have money or not? Hashem knows it. So you have to be careful because Hashem knows what you're doing. Like we said, don't go into a store where you have no intentions of buying it and just ask the person how much is this? How much is this? You're only draining him a cup. You're only making him feel bad when you don't buy it. The Averis is greater by hurting somebody with words than by duping somebody by money. By words, the Pasuk says, fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'zeh l'nema bav yireisim alakecha. But by duping somebody with money, there the Pasuk does not say, v'yireisim alakecha. That by duping him in money, no, it's only money. But hurting him with words, that's begufa, you're hurting his goof, that's a bigger chet. It hurts more. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yomar, Zen nitin li shavon, vezela nitin li shavon. When you hurt him with money, okay, give back the money, you can have a tshuva. When you hurt him with words, you can't return the words, that's a bigger hurt. Tony, we learned, Tona kaimei the Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, the time learned from Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Kol hamal bim penei chaveri barabim, if somebody embarrasses his friend barabim in front of people, kibu shevich dom, it's like you killed him. Omalei, sharper karma, it's good what you're saying. Techazinik lei, because we see the person, the yozo sumka v'yosi chavro, the white goes away, the red goes away, and the white comes about. In other words, when you embarrass him, the blood like goes out of him. So that's cool, like you killed him, you made the blood move away. Omalei abayi the ravdimi b'marovo, the Maiziri, like Marov and Eretz Yisrael, what are they nizer? What are they very careful about? Omele, he said, the Achvori Api, they're very careful not to make somebody become pale, not to embarrass somebody to make him pale. The Yomar Rabbi Chanina, Hakel Yordim Legehenim, everybody goes down to Gehenim, Chutz Mishloisha, except for three. For the Yomar Hakel Sagadaito, that every single Jew has to go down to Gehenim. El, it means like this, El Eima, called Hayordim Legehenim. All the people that do go down to Gehenim, Olim, eventually they'll come up. Chutz Mishloisha, excluding three people. She Yordin V'yein Olim, they go down there and they stay there, they don't come up anymore. V'yeluhein, who are these three people? Habu al Eshesish, a man that lived with another wife, with an Eshesish. V'yamal bin Pnei Chaver Barabim, somebody that embarrassed his friend Barabim. And V'yamachane Shem Ra'al Chaveroi, you give your friend a nickname. You call him a nickname, a bad nickname. But the Gemara Mechana Haino Malbin. If you call him a bad nickname, that's like embarrassing. It's the same thing. When you call him the bad name, you're embarrassing him. So what's the two things? So Gemara says, no, the Chiddush is Afagav the Dashpei Bishmei. Even though he's used to it already. Everybody calls him that already. So Mela, he doesn't get embarrassed right now. But still, it's something there. Still, it's something you shouldn't do. The Maase says, Ra, it's a bad name. You're not supposed to call him that name, even though he doesn't get embarrassed from it. Omar Rabba Bar Bachonam Omar Rabbi Yechanan. No yachloi liyodom, it's worth it for a person, she yovoi al sofak eshashish, that he should live with a sofak eshashish, v'al yal bim p'nei chaver barabim, in order not to do the avera, to live, to the mevayish somebody else barabim. In other words, that's a bigger chet, to mevayish, to embarrass somebody barabim, is a bigger avera, than coming living on a sofak eshashish. We know, and how do we know this? Me the dorish rova, the way rova dashind. The dorish rova dashind, my dichsiv, what does the pasuk say in Tehillim? Uvetzali somchu, the Dovah Melech said, Uvetzali, Rashi that means, Vishvil ishti zu, Shemetchila chatosi bo, Kemoi v'yivin et hasela, because of my wife, that at the beginning you did a chet with, somchu v'nesvu. Yeah. And it was happening, they all gathered together, Koru v'loi domui, they have to rip him up like, no blood would come out of David. Rashi says, Im Korani, if they would rip me up, loi motzu dam, dan, they would not find dam in me anymore. Why not? Oma Dovah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dovah said in front of Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Golu v'yadu lefnecha, it's uncovered and clear in front of you, Shem hoyu mekarim b'sori, if my enemies would rip up my blood, my flesh, lo hoyu domai shoises loretz, my blood would not run down to the ground. Now, Pashim is because he was embarrassed. Right? Like we said before, when you become embarrassed, all the blood goes out. For lawyer, not only this, even at the times when these people, David was sent to Hashem, when they're learning Torah, they would still say to me, David, they would ask me this question, David, habu al eshesish, somebody lives with an eshesish, misasa b'mai, what misa does he get? When Yomlem, I tell them back, misasa b'chenik, if somebody lives with an eshesish, he's chayiv chenik, but you should know, but still, v'yesh lo chenik l'olam habu, that person has a chenik l'olam habu. I will, but you people that are embarrassing me, I will amal b'mes p'nei chaver barabim, ein lo chelik lo l'mabo. That is the people who are embarrassing David HaMelech, that's the chet of Basheva. That there was a suffix whether she was nation sish or not. By Basheva, the other case was that her husband was still alive when David lived with her. But the other case was, whoever went out to Mechem's base David, they wrote a get before they left the house. that in case they don't come back, the get will be chal. So Lamaisa Uriah never came back home. So therefore Lamaisa, the get was chal from way before, so really David HaMelech didn't do a chet when he lived with Bathsheba. Even though at the time it was a Sofer Eish Ish, but Lamaisa, he died, he didn't come back home, therefore the get was chal from the Mafreya from before. So that's this Maisa here, that the Mor says, Nevel Yodim, it's better off what David did, to live with Bathsheba, the Sofer Eish Ish, rather than be Malba Penechavei Barabim. That's what David told them, that living with an Eish Ish, Yechayiv Misa true, even of Hadai, but Yavachedek Dolem Abo. But if a person that's Malbim Penechavei Barabim, if you embarrass your friend Barabim, then Ein Lechedek Dolem Abo. The Yomam Azutra, Mazutra said, the Yomam Azutra Batuvia, Omar Rav, the Yamrulun, some say, Omar Rav Chono Bar Bizno, Omar Rav Shimon Chasidoi. The Yamrulun, some say, was Omar Rav Yechon Shimon Yechoi. That Noyach Leil Yodim, it's worth it for a person, Sheyapal Atzmo Lekiv Shinesh. It's worth it for the person to throw himself into a hot furnace. The Yal Yalbim Penechavei Barabim, and not to embarrass your friend in public. I mean, no one, how do I know this from? Me, Tomer. I know from Tomer, the Mice of Tomer and Yehudo. The Pasuk says, He mutseis, vihi sholcho, el chamiya. That they were taking out Tomer now when they told Yehudo that she became pregnant, they thought she did znus, or bas kern, they did znus, so chayiv misa, chayiv sreifa, they took her out to burn her. And she didn't reveal from who she became pregnant from, not to get Yehudo embarrassed. So nearby or not, it was kedai for Tomer to let herself be thrown in a kivshin shalesh, and not to embarrass Yehuda. So you will know it's better to throw yourself in the Kifshin Shalais. Omarav Chanono Brei Deravidi. My Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? V'loi soinu ish es hamisoi. A person should not harm his friend. Don't say bad words to your friend. V'dashin am she'itcha b'Torah. Es hamisecha means an am that's with you with Torah mitzvahs. It means a Jew that does the Torah mitzvahs. Al toinu, such a person, you can't harm him with words. But a person does not shem a Torah mitzvahs, such a person, you're allowed to say bad words, you're allowed to harm him. Yet we don't have the yist of al toinu. Omar Rav said, Li'olam yeyodam zoyer b'yoynois ishtoi. A person is very careful not to harm his wife. Rashi says, b'yoynois devorim letzara. Not to say things to her, that's going to harm her. Shemitech shedemas mitzuya. Since ladies cry often, their tears are with them, oinoyas kuroiva, oinosa kuroiva, it's very easy to affect them. As Rashi says, oinosa means, mamahar lovo, it means, shemas tefila, oinosa kuroiva, she says, love peronius, it means punishment will come fast. So if you harm your wife, you say things to hurt her, she'll start crying, so you'll only be punished for that. So you have to be careful not to do harm your wife. Not to say bad things that may make her cry. Omer Reb Loza, Miyoyim Shenechrav Beis HaMikdash, the time when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, Ninalu Shari Tvila, the Shiorim, the gates upstairs of Tvila were closed. It's hard that Hashem should listen to our Tvila. Not closed completely, still Tvila helps, but it's a little harder. Not like when we had the Beis HaMikdash. Shenem HaPosik says, Gam Ki Ezak V'Yashaveya Shosan Tvilosi. Even when I scream out on Davu to Hashem, sometimes my Tvila is closed, Hashem won't hear them. But the Afal Pekin, even so, the Afal P, Sharet, the Afal P, Sharet, Tvila Ninalu, even though a certain amount, the gates of Tvila closed upstairs, but Sharet, Demoyes, Leninalu, a person cries when tears come out, that's not closed, then Hashem listens to you. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Shimot, Tvilosi Hashem, Vishavosi Hazini, Al Demosi, Al Techerash, don't be quiet from my tears. Tears still have effect. Person really wants something, he has to know. Daven to Hashem, sometimes not enough just to say Tehillim, just to daven, but you mamash have to cry. If you really want something, you have to cry to Hashem. But tefillah, the middle of davening, will say Tehillim, but demoyest, little real with your heart, that tears should come out, that saftocha, that shar, that gate is not closed. To tears, Hashem listen. You have to cry out to Hashem certain times. It's not enough to say, I daven to Hashem, he doesn't listen. You have to mamash cry. The Yomarav, Kol Ahoylech V'yasas Ishtoi. Whoever listens to his wife, goes after the advice of his wife, Neifel B'Gehenim. He'll end up in Gehenim for listening to his wife. Neifel B'Gehenim. Shenem, the Apostle says, V'yachav, Rak Loihoyek Yachav. Don't be like Achav. We know by Achav, his wife gave him the Yetzah to kill out. Rashi says, what to cook, how to make the house, how to paint the house. That's her department. So let's listen to her. Bend down and listen to how she says how to decorate the house. But new the alma, stam advice, how to, the other things that you're supposed to do with your own and not listen to your wife. Lishna kwin, another pshat is, ho b'milu d'shmaya, ho b'milu d'alma. B'milu d'shmaya, about doing mitzvahs, avodas Hashem, ruchnius, that you're supposed to be the ikur. That your wife is supposed to listen to you, not you listen to her. But milu d'alma, any other things, not nageh to mitzvahs, then you're supposed to listen to your wife. There is such a bina, an understanding that Hashem gave the wives. There is such a havana they have. So you are supposed to listen to them. Just in milu d'shmaya, there, fashtetzer, they give you good advice, you're allowed to listen to them. But it means if they give you bad advice, you're not supposed to listen to them. By milu d'shmaya, you're supposed to have the upper hand, you're supposed to decide whether it's something good or not good. Of course, if she gives you good advice, and in your mind it's a good thing, then you're supposed to listen to her. But just if you hold not like that, you should not give in to her in milu d'shmaya. Amar Rav Chisda, kol ha'sharim ninulu, all the gates upstairs are closed. Chutz mishari enor, only the gate of enor means somebody that's hurt, someone that has bad feelings, to that person Hashem listens. Shinem the Pasuk says, Hine Hashem nitzav achoymas anoch, or biyodei anoch. Hashem is holding, the anoch means I know, people that are hurt, that Hashem takes care of. Rashi says, Chutz mishari no, ha'tsoyek alay nosoy. Devorim, if somebody screams out to Hashem, because he was oppressed, he was hurt by other people, and Hashem nina b'fonov, that shar is not closed, Hashem will listen to him. Omer Abloza, ha'kel nifrim b'day shliach. Every other punishment Hashem pays him back through a shliach. Chutz mir no, excluding the aver, if you hurt somebody with devorim, then Hashem himself pays you back. Shenemro biyodoy anoch. In Hashem's hand, he himself is taking care of the oppressed of the people that are making you feel bad. Omer Bavua, gimel, three things, and ha'pargu nina b'fneim, that the iron curtain is not closed in front of it. Most like in Shemayim, it's not closed, the pargu, the gates are not closed. I know if somebody oppresses, makes somebody else feel bad, that Hashem still takes good care of him. The gezel, somebody steals. The avoid zara, somebody does the chet of avoid zara. I know the chet of gezel will be in Hashem's hands, he takes care of the people that make other people feel bad. Gezel dechsev chomas v'shoyed yishoma bo alponai tomit. It's always in front of Hashem. Hashem is always watching over it. There's no mechitza between Hashem and the avera of gezel. It's always in front of me, there's no mechitz in front of me. Omer Rav Yudah says, person should always make sure he has money in his house. He has tzvua, he has wheat in the house. He shouldn't be stingy in the house. Shouldn't make give a hard time, your wife wants an extra dollar. Shein meriba mitzuya b'tech beisai shel adam el aliske tua. Why are there fights in the house? Why are you getting fights with your wife? Only because she wants money, you don't give her money. That's what caused the fight. So it's not kedai to be stingy in the house. Make sure there's tfua, make sure she has what to eat. It's not kedai to be stingy with her, you'll only end up losing the war. Shinem the Pasuk says, Hasom gevulech sholom chelev chitim yashbiach. You want to have sholom there, there should be chelev chitim yashbiach. You should have tfua, you should have wheat, you should have food in the house. Omra Papa, Hainu the Yarmuyinch, this is what people say. Kemashlim sarei michdi, when the empties out, kemashlim sarei mikad, when the pitcher of wheat barley gets emptied out, nokish v'yosi tigre v'esei. That's when the arguments start to come into the house. Why should tag on the cash of the boar? That's when the yetzer v'esei, the sultan starts to come in to make fights. V'yom ha-rav chinen no bar popo, l'yerdom yeyodem zoye b'tfuah b'tech v'esei. The person knows, be careful, there's food in the house. There's tfuah there. Shle nikro yisrael dalim ela liske tfuah. A person is only called a dal, like low, when he doesn't have tfuah, wheat in the house. Shinem Rapotik says, Vohoyim zera yisrael aksiv ayichnu aleim. Yerashas v'yashchisu es yibul oritz. Aksiv ayida yisrael miyoy mifnei midyon. Mashru, because they didn't have wheat, then they're called dal. V'yamrav chelboi, liyorlim yayodim zoye b'chvoy dishtoy. A person is always be very careful to respect his wife. Why is there a cause? What's the cause? That there should be a bracha in your house? Only because of your wife. In other words, if you respect her, there'll be shalom bayis, she'll respect you, there'll be shalom there, then there'll be a bracha in the house. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Uli Avram hetev biavura. Avram received back matanis because of Sarah. Because of her, he got matanis. That's what Rava told his people in the city of Bnei Mechuza. Make sure to respect your wives. In order that you should become rich. In other words, if there be shalom bayis, then there'll be a bracha mitzvah in the house. Tanan hasim, not the Mishnah in Kalim that says, chotchu chulius. If you cut up a kli that has a lot of different parts to it, v'nosan chul, and you put the chul, like a cement, v'en chul l'chul between one piece and another piece, so Reb Lezer mitar, Lezer says, still it's mekabel tumah. V'chom moimrim mitamim, okay, Reb Lezer mitar, Lezer says it's mitayir. V'chomim mitamim, chom say no, it's tameh. V'zeh hu tana shalach noi. That's the case of a tana shalach noi. So Rashi's Demar says, Mayachna wasn't in Achnoi, but Yudom HaShmuel, Shekifu Dvorim Kachnoi, there was a big machlekes there, like a nochosh, like a snake. Rashi says, nochosh dak lasses bagula, goes around, lachnis novo yetzopiv, to put his tail in his mouth. There was a big machlekes over here, that zu, there's a big machlekes over here. Zu, vituma, and you cannot see metamarit. Tana will learn B.I.C.M. that day. All right, we'll stop here. It's not my scene. I'll stop here. You hold up Nun Tess. The bottom Gemara, Nun Tess, Amar Aleph. The bottom Gemara again. Gemara says that Tanan Hossam learned over there Mishnah Kalim. Chotchu, they cut up, they have an oven. They're made out of pieces. Chotchu, Chulius, they cut up the pieces. Tunosan, Chol, Ben Chulio, Lechulio. Between one piece and another piece, they had to put some sand there. That's the way they made this oven. So it's a machlekes. Reb Elezer mitayer. Reb Elezer says it's not called the kli cheres. This is still called the gli of glolim, gli of kli of domo. That's not makabel tuma. V'chachomim mitam. The chachomim say no. Chachomim mitam. The chachomim say this is called the kli cheres. The Rashi says the yozal bosa chulyas. You go after the chulyas, each piece by itself, and it's like a regular oven. Therefore, it is makabel.